USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic protesters are calling for today to be Blackout Day at cash registers across America, a day for black people to only shop at black-owned businesses. The event started in 2015 to try to fight negative stereotypes, but it's attracting even more attention this year amid the massive waves of protests nationwide against racial injustice. As we've been reporting, several U.S. cities saw waves of violence over the holiday weekend. Chicago police say they've made an arrest in connection with the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl who was visiting her grandmother and was simply standing on a sidewalk on the 4th of July when gunmen got out of a vehicle and started firing. A police spokesman says,
he didn't give an exact motive for the incident, and I don't want to go too deep into it right now because of we do have the additional offenders we are looking for.
USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Chicago has implemented an emergency travel order because of the pandemic. Mayor Lori Lightfoot saying the city needs to take action against the possibility of more COVID-19 cases coming into the Windy City. Travelers entering or returning to the city from 15 states experiencing a surge in new coronavirus cases are now directed to self-quarantine for a 14-day period.
You have an obligation to be conscious of that fact and to protect yourself, but also protect your neighbors in this new locale against the potential spread of the virus.
The Chicago mayor also speaking out about something else. Mayor Lori Lightfoot condemning the gun violence in the city over the July 4th weekend, which left 90 people shot and at least 17 people dead. She's calling it a public health crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Members of the Electoral College cannot go rogue. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday that members have to cast their votes in accordance with the state's law. The Faithless Elector case, as it was known, upheld state laws that remove or fine Electoral College members who do not cast their votes the same way as the popular vote in their state. Some Native American leaders, as well as President Trump, have been weighing in on a potential name change of the Washington, D.C. NFL team. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have now sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force the Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates, and it demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos. The Redskins have launched a thorough review of its name. President Donald Trump is against rebranding the Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians. Trump tweeted, "They name teams out of strength, not weakness, but now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names just to be politically correct." And after Nike pulled all Redskins merchandise off their website this weekend, Walmart, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and others have pulled all merchandise in stores and online.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.